Today's shiur is Masechta Maariv Chatan Daf Chaf Tes. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Chaf Ches Amid Beis at the top of the Amid at the Mishnah. As Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, we are zoichet to be Masayim the Mishnah. Nashim b'moyed manos on Cholamoyed, when there's a kfura, they cry. Avalayim b'tapchos. B'tapchos, as we learned the other day, means that when they used to have a levaya, the women would clap the hands, and says the Mishnah, that may not be done during the Levaya. Rishmal Aymer, Hasmuchas Lamita, those that are standing next to the Nifter, Metapchis, are allowed to clap their hands. Barash Chadosh B'chanaka Ubapurim, if Levaya takes place on any one of those days, Ma'anois, they may cry, or Metapchis, and clap their hands as well. B'zeh, but both on any of these days, Chalamoy, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, Lai Mekonis, which we'll explain soon. Nikbar Ames, once the nifter was buried, Lai Me'anis, Lai Me'tapchis, all these different activities stop. Eze Inui explains the Mishnah, what is the definition of Inui? Shekulos Oinos Ka'achas, where they all together cry out together on the loss that is being experienced. Shenem, Kina, the definition of Kina, says the Mishnah, is Achs Medabris, one begins, V'kulos Anus Achrea, and everybody else answers after that person. Shenemam, as the Pasuk says, V'lamedcha b'naischa nehi, b'naisechem nehi, v'isha ru'usa Kina. And one woman raises a voice in Kina, and everybody else answers. But concludes the Mishnah, the last Mishnah of our Masechta. Avalas Lavi Oimer, as Mashiach will come b'meher b'yameinu, the Pasuk says, Bila Amavis L'netzach, there will no longer be death in the world, or Mocha Hashem Dimamial Kaponim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take death away from our world. And as Taisus explains, the reason the Mishnah brings this Pasuk here at the end of the Mishnah, because in their version, Masechta Maariv Chatan was the last Masechta inside the Maariv, and they wanted to end the Masechta on an upbeat note that a Mitzvah Shem, Abil Hashem, Mavas L'Netzach, death will end Mitzvah Shem, B'mher B'yameinu, when Mashiach comes. That's the way Taisus learns. In our Masechta, as we know, Maariv Chatan is not the last Masechta of Seyda Maariv. Actually, the last Masechta Maariv, as we're going to learn, is Masechta Chagiga. But that doesn't really change the theme that Taisus has really set. And Taisus has set a theme that we want to end the Mishnah, we want to end the Masechta on a positive note. And here too, we've learned the Masechta, we've spent much time learning Helchus Avelus, and now the Masechta wants to end on a positive note. Umach Hashem Dima, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help that b'mehera b'yameinu, we will no longer have to suffer this type of life. So the question is that ma'anois is permissible. So why is it permissible on Chol HaMoed to do that at a levaya? Isn't it taking it away from the Simchas Yontif? So really, this opens up a very important question. Of course, we know that in Yontif, there's a chiyuv of Simchas Yontif. The question is, how do we understand the obligation of Simchas Yontif? Is the obligation of Simchas Yontif a constant obligation, that in every moment of Yontif, we have to experience Simcha? Or is the way to understand Simchas Yontif that on Yontif, one has to be with Simcha, but it doesn't mean that somebody has to be in Simcha every moment of Yontif. So if we learn that the Chiyuv Simchas Yontif is not a constant Chiyuv, that every moment of Yontif one has to be in Simcha, it's only a Simcha that you have to experience Simcha on Yontif, so our Mishnah could be well understood, because our Mishnah is teaching us that as long as there's Simcha on Yontif, albeit it's that you didn't have it every moment, you were experiencing a Levaya, still there was Simcha other times in the Yontif, and that is acceptable. Says the Gemara, my Amoron, what did the women say at this Hesped? says the Gemara, Amar Rav, what they would announce is Vaila Azla Vaila Chalicha. The person is leaving the world, and a person's also going to have to give Din V'cheshbon that on his neshama, that a person is sent to the world with a neshama, and that neshama is supposed to do the right thing. And now Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to look at Chavila, that neshama that we were given, what will be. So I saw that the Aruch HaNer said that Rabbi Shua Heller said a hesped on the Aruch HaNer. And he said as follows. He says, there was once a woman, Almana. She had two daughters, a younger daughter and an older daughter. And the mother was the one that supported these two daughters. And then the mother passed away as well. And now the older daughter, not only did she not have a mother to support her, but now she had the responsibility of supporting her younger sister. And that's what she, and that's the way she cried. And that's what is we, these women said at the Levaya. Not only do we lose, when a person leaves the world, that person is lost from the world, that neshama is lost from the world, but any neshama, certainly the neshama of a tzaddik, as they leave the world, the tzaddik protects the world, the tzaddik does so much positive in the world. And now, when that person leaves the world, we, the ones who are left in the world, don't have that neshama to be a protector for us. Amar Rava, Nafshi, the Shantz of Amar Hachi, the women of Shantz of Adelvai would say, Vai la azla, vai la chavila. Terrible is for the person on the left and for the pash and for what he left and what he left in this world. I saw that the Mefarshim point out that the Gemara says, if somebody from a group passed away, the entire group has to be concerned. And that's what was being said at these levayas. What was being said at this levaya was that the person who left the world is going up to Olam Emes, and in the Olam Emes, of course, he's going to have to give a din v'cheshbon. But all of us who are Baruch Hashem still here have to think about this person who left the world, and we have to think about what does that say to us, and how will we be able to continue, and we have to take it as a moment of introspection. Says the Gemara, Amarav, Nasha the Chashantz of Amram, the women Chashantz used to say, Goid Garma Bikacha, take food in the teeth, V'nimti Mayim Lantiki. That means when you take food from the sick person, he'll get very, he'll have a fever. V'amarav, Nasha the Chashantz of Amram, the women from Chashantz of Amram, Oif, Atoif, Oif, V'kosa Tari, the mountains got white from the snow, the barami baravihava, because the person who is passed away was a great person. And here too, what the pasuk means, what they mean to say was that a person that leaves the world, how will he won't be able to eat anymore. He won't be able to have, his teeth don't work anymore. But what he needs now is ruchnius. We who are left in this world, we can help him with us doing the right thing and bringing him help. Another pshat is that a young person doesn't really care about what he eats. He has a strong system that could digest and eat. But once you get older and your teeth fall out and your system is not that strong, that is when you have to be worried about. And that's here too, that as we get older, we have to start thinking about what the world is all about, and that we're not here forever, and that we have to, and that we have to do better. Vam Rav Nasha the Chantz of Amrin Shiule Itzda the Milsel Bachrami the Shamal Zevdi. A healthy person that doesn't have any more support, the death is better to him than to remain alive and he won't have to eat. And what it means is that a person should realize what is important. And a person who, the person, as long as he's alive, he could still do something in this world. Once the person is no longer in this world, there's not much that he could accomplish anymore, and he should accomplish, he should do whatever he can while he's here. Vom Rava, Nashi the Shanks of Amrim, Rot Vinaf Amabra, Vizuf the Yosef. A person who ran his entire life, and now he has nothing, when he will die, he will have to borrow money to have money even for Tachrichim. Vom Ravi, Nosha the Shans of Amra, Ahana Tagri, Avazgi Medabichu. People who do business, they are checked where they do business, if they are trustworthy. So Rashi, the way to Rishonim explain this Gemara, it's a mashal. A person spends his entire life running after money, running and running and working hard to amass money, and at the end, he doesn't have what to live on, and he has to borrow money. And the Tosfos Rosh says that a person that spends his life going into dangerous places, trying to amass a fortune, trying to accomplish, and then at the end of life, what are we left with? The only thing we're left with are the Torah and Masim Tovim that we've done in our life. And here too, the next Gemara Ben Chananel explains, the Gemara Masechet Ervin, Daf Samachei Amud Beis, it teaches us, B'shvar Shedvarim Nikar Adam, there are three ways to determine who a person is. B'kaisai, B'kisai, B'kasai. When a person does business with other people, when a person socializes with other people, when a person interacts with other people, you can know who that person really is. And that's what it says. A person comes to a certain place, we don't know really who this individual is, but we could judge him because b'kisa, b'kasai, to truly determine who that individual is. Everyone dies, but not everybody suffers the same way. And the person is determined, how does he live, that the Kadosh Baruch should decide how he should die. That's one pshat that I saw. Another pshat that I saw is that a person, everybody lives and everybody dies. But when a person comes to the Olam Emes, and if he lived life the way he was supposed to live, then he gets schar. And that is the ribbis. That is the interest that he's paid. That's the interest that he's paid for what he did right in this life. Tanya Yermei Omer. Toiv Lelechas Abeis Evel. The Pasuk says in Koheles, Toiv Lelechas Abeis Evel. It's better to go to the Beis Evel. Milelechas Abeis Amishta. And then the Pasuk continues, V'chai Yiten Alibay. A person should pay attention, Dvarim Shel Meis. A person should pay attention about death. Because the Yaspid, the person who said a Hespid and other people, Yispiduni, people will say a Hespid when he leaves the world. The Yikbur, whoever participated in burying other people, Yipuruni, he will be buried. The Yitin Yitanuni, somebody who helped carry the Nifter, he will be carried when he passes away. The Yadl Yadaluni, and somebody who cried over the death of other individuals, people will die, will cry when he dies. Vikadamri Deloy Yadaluni, someone who doesn't cry when a person dies, Yidaluni, will be lent alone, will be put down. Ki Diksiv Kitoiv Amalcha Alei Heina. A person who should take care of other people, he will be taken care of, and if not, just the opposite. Tana Banak Shemesu Banu Shal Bishmol, when Bishmol's children passed away, Nichnasu Abba Zekanam Lanachmai. Four people came to him and Nachum Avol him. Rav Tarfon, Rav Yosef Aglili, Rav Elazar ben Azari, Rav Akiva. Omer Rav Tarfon, do Shad Chacham Gadlhu, know that Rav Shmuel is a great individual. Ubaki Bagodus, he's well versed in Agodus. Ayikonis Mik Echmem Toich Divri Chaveroi. And therefore, we should all be careful that what we should say, not interrupt anybody. Everybody should be given a chance to say and what they have to say. Oh, Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said, "Vani achroin, I will be the last one to say anything." Pasuk of Shmuel. So the first one that spoke was Rabbi Shmuel, the Ovel himself. He says, "Rabbi Avanosov." He said, "I did many averus, talk for Avelov, and therefore he sat shiva. He had an experience of Avelus one after another. And he says, Hitraich Rabbi Sapam Rishonim Vishniya. And his Rebbeim had to come be Menachem Avalhim often because he sat Shiva more than once. The Pasuk says, after the Ptira of Nadav and Avihu, the Pasuk says, Achechen Kol Beis Yisrael Yifkus Asreifa. All of Klal Yisrael will mourn the terrible loss of Nadav and Avihu. He said, "V'loy dvarim kavachoymer. Can we not make a kavachoymer? Uman nadav and aviu shloy asu al mitzvah achas. They only did one mitzvah. The ksiv on the day that they died. Certainly, they did many mitzvahs, but on the day that they died, the pasuk indicates they did one mitzvah. The ksiv, the pasuk says, v'yikriv b'nei adar aron es adam elov. They brought the dam of the carbon to do zrikas adam to Aaron that he would ultimately do the zrikas adam. Because of that, that all of Klal Yisrael mourned their death. Certainly, Baruch Shemal, Alachas Kam V'Kama, do we have to participate in their death? Do we have to participate in saying a hesped and feeling for this terrible loss? Then Rabbi Yosef Aglili V'Oma, the soft of Klal Yisrael, the cover Yosef. The pasuk says about the son of Yoram ben Avot, Aviyah, that all of Klal Yisrael participated in his levaya. They set a hesped. They buried him. And says the Gemara, and he said, "V'loy dvarim kal v'chomer." Ma aviyah ben Yoravim shloy asal adaver echad toiv. We only find that he did one positive thing. Diksibei yan nimtza by adaver toiv, that he did one good thing. Banasha Rishmol, certainly the children of Rishmol who learned Torah and did mitzvahs, aachs kam v'kama, how we all have to participate in mourning their loss. Ask the Gemara, my davar tov, what was the one good thing that they did? Says the Gemara, Zera b'chinen abba papa. Chad shabitel mishmartoi. Yeravim ben Nevat was concerned that Klal Yisrael should not go up to the Beis HaMikdash to be oil regal. Because the halacha is, ein yeshiva bazara, ela malcha beis tabel vad. The only individual who's allowed to sit in the azara are kings from the family of Beis David. And Yeravim, as we know, was not a Melech Beis David. He was a Melech Yisrael. He was concerned that as Klal Yisrael are going to be coming there, they're going to see how Melech Beis David has that covered, and he doesn't have that honor. And he was concerned that Klal Yisrael would abandon him, and go start being subservient and accept the rule of Malchi Beis David. So he said that nobody should be go to be any more Oyla Regal. And Avaya then wasn't concerned. He knew that the proper place to do Alila Regal is in the Beis HaMikdash. He wasn't concerned about his own honor. He was concerned that Klal Yisrael should do the right thing and be Oyla Regal. V'chad Amar, Shabitel Parasoy, Shoevin Yerucham Mavot Al Drachim. Not only Yeravim Ben Avot, not want that Klal Yisrael should be oil regal, but he wanted that there should be guards on the road protecting people from being oil regal. Shloyal Yisrael regal, and he took those guards off the road. Nani Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah va'omer. The pasuk says, Yirmiyo says about Tzidkiyo HaMelech, B'sholem Tesh Thomas, you will die in peace, or misrefice of Asecha Melocham HaRishayna HaShoyil Fenechom, the way that they burnt the clothing, because that was the minig, that they used to burn the clothing, all the effects of the king after he passed away. Ken Yisrofiloch, so too will happen to you. You'll die a death of honor. You will not die a death where you will be dishonored. Says the Gemara, V'loy dvarim kal v'chomer, matzik yom el chiyuda, shloy elso ela mitzvah achas, shal Yirmiyo menatit. After Yirmiyo said nevuah, that Yerushalayim will fall in the hands of Melech Bavel, and all the people who live in Yerushalayim will die. So the ministers accuse Yirmiya that he's weakening the people's resolve by saying such a nevuah, and they threw him into a pit with lime in it. And when Tzidkiyo heard what had happened, he pulled Yirmiya out of that pit. Banu Shem Yishmael, the children of Yishmael, Achs Kam V'Kama, who did so much good with Torah mitzvahs, certainly have nothing to worry about. And then Rabbi Akiva said, "Bayayim ahu." The pasuk says, That day, the Mispar in Yishlayim will be as great. Kemispar had a dream of Mabikus Megidai. Says the Gemara, Vam Rabbi Yosef, and we know throughout Shas, that Rabbi Yosef was the great expert in Targum. So says Rabbi Yosef, Amonai Tamburga Medai Krah, were we not to have the Targum of this Pasuk, Lo Aviyadana Mai Kamar, we would never know what Pshat in this Pasuk is. And the Targum says, Be'idnehu, the Pasuk says in Targum Yonasun Ben Azil, it says, Be'yamu Yizgim Mizg to be Yishlayim, that day will there be, in the time of the Gula, the Meher B'Yameinu, will the Hespin Yerushalayim be so great? Kemispa the Achaba Amri, the Kotlu Yosei Hadadrim ben Tavrimon, that Hadadrim ben Adrimon killed Achrav, or Kemispa the Yosheba Amri, the Kotlu Yosei Parach, Agiga Bebigus Megidai. These were two great Hespedim that took place in their day, and that will be the Hespid that will take place when Mashiach comes, B'mher B'Yameinu. And he explains, V'loid V'ram Kavachoyma, Ma Echem Mel Yisrael, Ma Echem Mel Yisrael, Shlo Yosel El Dover Echem Toiv, only we find did one good thing. The Ksiv, V'melachoy V'mamed B'mekeva, Noiche Charam. After he was, after the spears were thrown at him, he stood strong that people should not, the people should not recognize that he was mortally wounded. Because if they were to recognize that he was mortally wounded, it would demoralize them. So he stood tall that the people should remain strong. Banav Sharach Shmuel certainly deserve a great hesped. Alachs kam v'kama. Amar le'le rava le'rabba b'meri. Ksibei b'yitzitkiyo b'sholom Thomas. That you will die b'sholom. V'ksiv v'tzint eniyot tzitkiyo iver. That he was blinded before he was killed. So is that b'sholom? Is that called a peaceful death? Amalei, hachi amar Rabbi Yochanan, this is what Rabbi Yochanan said, shemeis nevuchanetz b'yomav. Even though he died blind and broken, he still had the opportunity to see that Nevuchadnezzar was killed in his lifetime, and he saw the mapala, he saw the downfall of that terrible Russia. Amar Rabbi Memeri, ksibei b'yoshio, the Chulda Neviah says Nevuah about Yoshio. The Pasuk says, L'chein hinini Yisrael v'secha, v'nesafta el k'versecha b'sholom, that you will die in peace. V'ksiv, but again, here too, ask the Gemara. The Pasuk says, V'yoyra ha'yoyrim l'melech Yoshio, they threw spears at him. V'amar Yehuda Amarav, they threw so many spears at him, and to the degree Shasoka Kavra, that he looked like a sieve. So what are we saying that he died b'sholom? Amalei hachyam Rabbi Yochanan shleichar be'samigz v'yomav. Even though he didn't die an easy death, but at the end of the day, what happened was that he did not see the terrible destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ein menachtem shoyim lo medover. The people who come to Menachem Avil and Nifter may not open up their mouths to say anything. Achi yiftach Avil. The Avil has to speak first. Because the Pasuk says, when Eiv lost all his money and was suffering, and his friends came to console him, the Pasuk says, Ach came Pasuk Eiv es piyu. First, Eiv opened up his mouth. The Hadar, and only after he spoke first, v'yan alifas hatimoni, that alifas hatimoni speak. Why is it important for the Ovel to be the first one to speak? So the Levush in Yerideya, Simen Shin Ein Vav Sif Alf explains that he has to express his pain, and after he expresses his pain, then the other people should console him. And indeed, Darach HaShulchan explains that the whole purpose of Nichum Aveilim is for a person to recognize the righteousness of Hashem and to say to him that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did is the right thing to do. We accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, and therefore the Ovel says it. It's like he's saying Baruch Dayana Emes. And then after he says it, then afterwards we console him and agree with him. Rishal Salant, however, says that sometimes that he used to go be Menachem Avil, and if the Avil just started to sigh or made any indication, that was enough for him to react and start speaking. The Tzitz Eliezer, the Shas Tshuva Tzitz Eliezer, Chelik Yud Zayin Simen Mehei, speaks about this halacha, about a person who comes to be Menachem Ovel, and the Ovel doesn't begin speaking. So, what do you do? Are you allowed to, the Gemara says that you're not, that the Menachemim are not allowed to begin speaking until the Ovel speaks. So what are these people supposed to do? So one point he makes is that as long as the Ovel has begun speaking during the Shiva, so even though this time when people are visiting him, he's not saying anything, it doesn't make a difference. Since he has already begun speaking, then the halach is it's enough that people who come to see him can begin speaking first. But there are those that if they see that the Ovel don't say anything, the halach is that the preacher says they shouldn't say anything, they just sit there together with the Ovel, and then they get up and they say, Hamakom Menachem Eschem. And the Sefer Chassidim said that there was once an individual that always used to go be Menachem Ovel people, and he used to sit with these people and make them feel better in their tzar, and says the Sefer Chassidim, that person died on Tisha B'Av, the day that everybody's b'tzar, to show us that he was doing the right thing. The Tzitz Eliezer in that tshuva also says, however, that if the Chazon Ish would come to be Menachem Ovel, it's in someone's home, and he saw that the Ovel didn't open his mouth, he would still open his mouth. Ramosha discusses in a tshuva, in Aron Chaim Chelik Dalet Simen Mem, can one do Nicham Aveilim over the telephone? So he says there are two parts of the being Menachem Ovel. One is to make the person who's sitting Shiva feel better, and one is a toiva for the nifter. And since it's a toiva for the nifter, that you could only do when you actually show respect to the home where he was nifter. Says the Gemara, "Vamar Ravua, Menayin LaOvel Shemesa Barosh. How do we know when an Ovel is sitting Shiva? He sits at the head. Shenemar Efcha Darkei VeEishim VeRosh VeEshkin Kamelach BeGdud BeAsha Avelim Yenachem." Yenachem asked the Gemara, "Achere Mashma? It's not Mashma that he's sitting Shiva. It seems that he's being Menachem others." Says the Gemara, "Amar Rav Nachman BeYitzchak Yenachem Ksiv that." He's being consoled. When he's being sold, he should sit at the head of the table. Marzach, a person who is in pain, mar nas sal saruchim, that he should be sitting at the head of the table. And that's why I saw that Rabbi Yoshe ben Salvechik suggests that maybe it's inappropriate to be Menachem Ovel somebody over the phone, because just like if you were going to speak to the king, you are not yoytze the mitzvah. You would not just call him on the telephone. It's not respectful. You would do it you would go personally to see him. So too, nichem aveilim. We see that the Ovel sits b'roish, so it should be done in a most significant way. The most significant way is by sitting and coming to personally visit him. The Shas HaTshuvas Kinyan Torah, Chelik Dalet Simen Yud Ches, uses this Gemara to say a very big chiddush. He says, we know the halacha is that a Sefer Torah, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, a Sefer Torah is not supposed to be transported from one place to another place. So the question is, is one allowed to move a Sefer Torah, bring a Sefer Torah to the Beis Avelim, where they're only going to be reading from the Sefer Torah not that often? So he says that the Eliyahu Rabbi says that even though a Sefer Torah is not supposed to be transported, the halacha is that l'kavod ha-melech, we are allowed to transport a Sefer Torah. So he says, our Gemara just taught us that an Ovel is treated like a king. So just like the Eliyahu Rabbi says, for a king, we may transport a Sefer Torah, so too are we allowed to transport a Sefer Torah on behalf of an Ovel to the home of the Shiva. Another point that's made here is that we see from here that Nicham Avelim is not just saying Hamokim Yonachem Eschem. One is supposed to sit with the Avol and console him and make him feel better. With that, he's fulfilling the mitzvah properly of Nichum Aveilim. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chama b'chen Chanina, Menayin l'chosin shemesa b'roish. How do we know the chosin sit at the head of the table? Shenema k'chosin yikam per. The chosin is compared to a coin. Ma coin b'roish, that the coin sits, we have to show honor to the covered. So too, af chosin is supposed to be sat b'roish. The coin gufa menole. And how do we know that that's the way we're supposed to treat the coin? Says the Gemara, the Tanna Bei Rishmo, the Pasuk says regarding the Kayin, the Kidashto, Keslachem Alkechu Makriv, the Chol Davishim Gedusha. We always have to show him covered. Whereas Amil of Tayach Rishon, that when we give Aliyas, the Kayin gets the first Aliyah, Levarach Rishon, he makes the Bracha before everybody else, little money off of Rishon. There is a Machloikis. What does that mean? Is it only mean by Dvar Mitzvah, Aliyah, a Bracha, Lechem upon him, that the Kohen gets the first portion? What does it mean? In all areas, we give the Kohen the opportunity to get the first, to show him honor. Amar Chanina, Kashi Yitzias Neshama Menaguf. As the Neshama leaves the body, it's so difficult. Kitzipuri Befi Aveshit. There's a rope that's put into a hole in the boats, and it was put in very tightly. And to get it out, you have to really pull it out with a lot of might. And that's separating the neshama. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kipturi Bifei Veshet. Just like two boats are tied together, and if you want to untie that knot, it's a difficult knot to untie. So too, when a person leaves the world, it doesn't go that easy. So the Michtav Elio explains that how do we understand the Gemara? The way we understand that, because in the previous Gemara, we said that the Tanoim said that it wasn't so difficult, they're leaving the world. And he was saying that it was so difficult leaving the world. So the Michtav Elio says, it really depends how much a person was connected to Gashmius in this world. If a person was very connected to Gashmius in the world, so there's a very strong bond between the Neshama and the Guf, and that person doesn't leave the world so easily. But a person who wasn't so connected to Gashmius in this world, so his connection to this world is a weaker connection. He's already more connected to the Olam Emes. Since this individual is more connected to the Olam Emes, his death goes easier as well. Vamar Rav Levi bar Chaisa, haniftam min ha-meis. If somebody takes leave from the meis, lo yom eloi lech l'shalom, don't say lech l'shalom, rather say to him lech b'shalom. Haniftam min ha-chai. But if you say leave from a living person, layom alech b'shalom, alech l'shalom. And the difference is, when you say lech l'shalom, you're saying that the person has still more to accomplish in this world. L'shalom, keep on going. But when the person is already leaving the world and he's finished what he's supposed to accomplish in the world, so then we say lech b'shalom because he already finished what he had to finish in this world. And the Gemara says, Shenemar, the pasuk says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to Avram Avinu, Ve'ata tava avasecha b'shalom. Hanifta mechai l'yelich l'b'shalom lech l'shalom. Shei David amal avshalom. David who said to avshalom lech b'shalom, halach, what happened at the end of the nitla, he got caught up with his hair in the tree and died. Yisra shamal ha-Moshe lech l'shalom. But Yisra who said to Moshe Rabbeinu lech l'shalom, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu halach v'tzliach ultimately was very successful. So he's saying, so we're learning that a living person, we say lech l'shalom, and a person who's not living anymore, we say lech b'shalom. The Mishnah Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Amar Aleph speaks about a machloikus between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, what was the proper day of Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, and based on that machloikus, obviously there was a machloikus when Yom Kippur was. And Rabbi Gamliel insisted that Rabbi Yeshua should publicly demonstrate that he was following Rabbi Gamliel's psak of when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei was and Yom Kippur was. And when he came to Yavne, where Rabbi Gamliel lived, and Rabbi Gamliel was so satisfied that Rabbi Yeshua had done what he was supposed to do, he told him, Bo b'shalom Rabbi v'talmidi. So why did he use the word, boy bisholim. He should have said boy lisholim. He was still alive. So he says that when you're sending off someone, that's when you say lech lisholim. And we're telling him you're continuing in your mission in life. And in your mission in your life, you should continue lisholim. But when you're not staying, when you came here and you did the right thing, I want to tell you that bisholim, I look at you and I recognize you are an individual of Shlemus. The Pasuk says that Yosef's brothers, lo yuchlu dabru lisholim. So the Gra explains what's pshat in that Pasuk, explains the Gra, a beautiful explanation. Lo yuchav echav dabru lisholim. The brothers of Yosef were very honest people, and they had this problem with Yosef. So they couldn't say to him the words lisholim, which is, as we're learning in our Gemara, the way to praise a person. So what they said to him was, so says the Pasuk, that even though you're supposed to give a person loich lisholim, here they said, they couldn't greet him the way that's supposed to greet a person and say loich lisholim. I saw that the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, says that on Shabbos, if you make a mishaberach for a person, you're supposed to say Shabbat he melizot refuah kriva v'shafti bisholim. So why do we say bisholim? Shouldn't we say lisholim? The answer is that we say bisholim that you should have a refuah that is bishleimus, and therefore when we daven for refuah, we should daven that the person should have a refuah that represents a full refuah. And as the Siach Yitzchak says, David HaMelech, why did he say that? Why did he speak to his son that way? So he says that it was Niba v'lo yodama Niba. He was saying a Nevuah without even recognizing that he was saying a Nevuah. He was saying about his son that indeed my son will be Bisholim, he will not survive. If a person leaves the Beis HaKnesses to go to Beis HaMedrash, and then he constantly goes from Beis HaKnesses to Beis HaKnesses, Zoichel Mekal Pnei Shina. Shnema, Yelchem Achayel Achayel, Yura Elokim B'tzion. The person who constantly is doing better and better will see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, Amar Rav Talmid Chacham, Ein Lam Menucha Afilo Olam Haba, Shnema, Yelchem Achayel Achayel, Yura Elokim B'tzion. And what is the lesson here? The lesson here is that we just been discussing that when a person goes, when he's alive, we tell him, Lech Lisholim, you're going to constantly be growing. When a person is no longer alive, we say Lech Bisholim. Because that is the way it usually is by a person. As long as a person is in this world, he's a Heilich. He could go from one Madrega to another Madrega. When the person is no longer in this world, then he's an Oymid. He can no longer do, and he can no longer go from one Madrega to another Madrega. But the Gemara says, there are people that even when they're no longer in this world, they can continue growing, and they can continue going higher and higher. Who are those? Those are the Talmid HaChamim. The Talmid HaChamim who spent their lives learning Torah, teaching Torah, when they're not here in the world, as the Gemara says, Sifsoiseim Doivavois Bekever, their lips are still moving, and they live over, so their Divrei Torah are being repeated. And they left over families who learned Torah. They left over Talmidim who learned Torah. And all the Torah and all the mitzvahs that the Talmidim and families do is credited to them. So as much as we say to the person who's no longer alive, Lech Bisholim, that is not for a person that did the right thing in this world. The person who did the right thing in this world, even though as we've learned in this Masechta, that people don't remain in this world forever, and there is a Velus in the world, it doesn't change that those people, even when they're no longer in the world, will be able to grow. The Pasuk says, V'nusati l'cho mahalchim bein ha'oimdim. You could be between the oimdim, even between the people who are no longer in this world. They are people who are oimdim, but they are mahalchim. They could continue, you could still be a mahalach. You could still continue to grow. If you lived your life doing the right thing, then you will be able, even after you leave the world, there will not be a velus for you. Your life will be a simon of simcha. Your life will be a simon of people emulating your life and learning from your life the way a person is supposed to live. And therefore, even when you are not here, you will continue yelchum achayil achayil, that you will continue to grow. And eventually, all of those people and all of Klal Yisrael will be zoicha yirael kim b'tzioim. We should be zoicha that together we will be see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, together with all of those who are no longer here, but all of those who we learn from, whose divrei Torah we learn all of the time, the Tanoim and the Amaroyim and the Rishonim and the Achroinim, that we spend our lives learning their Torah, that they, we don't give them menucha. We don't let them rest in the Olam Emes. Sveseim divavais bekever. Their schus should be for us a schus. And b'schus that, we should be zoicha, b'heira b'yameinu, yiroel olkim b'tzioin, that we should all see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we should all see the Niftarim with Chias HaMesim in Yerushalayim HaBnuya b'heira b'yameinu. Amen. Hanu lach elu b'galchim, v'slik lach b'sachta ma'id katan.